And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's KALW's Julie Kane.
All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
G, giving, garlic in our garden. A, acceptance, aromatic garlic aioli. R, relaxed, roasted garlic. L,
we asked you what that was and where you think we recorded it. We sent KALW's Emma Nobel, our visiting journalist from New Zealand, to the Gilroy Garlic Festival to bring us the story.
Garlic put Gilroy on the map. Today, it calls itself the garlic capital of America. But that wasn't always the case. First, the town grew hay and grain. Then it was home to the largest cigar manufacturing plant in the United States. After the First World War, Jimmy Hirasaki and other Japanese-American farmers began growing garlic commercially here. With its cold winters, hot summers, and fertile ground, Gilroy is the ideal environment for growing garlic.
Garlic, everybody asks about garlic, and garlic is really a bulb crop. It comes from the lily family.
This is Brian Jones. He knows a lot about garlic.
My occupation is I grow garlic seed for Old Lamb Spices and Vegetables, the people that own the old Gilroy Foods garlic plant just down the road.
Jones says there's less garlic coming out of Gilroy than there used to be. Christopher Ranch, the country's largest garlic packer, is making a third less garlic than it did around a decade ago. And they're not the only ones.
California does not produce as much garlic as they once did because China took over that low-end consumer demand. We still have our markets for garlic because California garlic has a stronger pungency to it.
In Gilroy, where garlic is the town's lifeblood, it's scary to think what less of the crop could mean for the town's future. And it's not just cheap Chinese imports that are endangering Gilroy's garlic supply. California's mostly semi-arid desert, and that's a problem for water-loving crops like garlic. So, as it's gotten drier, water conservation has become an important part of garlic growers' operations.
In farming garlic, we're now moving into highly concentrated forms of irrigation, principally drip irrigation, whereby instead of flooding a field, like they did in Egypt in the Nile Valley, it has now run through a garden hose, so to speak, with emitters every 8 or 10 inches. And thereby you reduce the required amount of water for garlic or any other crop by as much as 50% to 75%. And that's what's required in the thirsty world.
The truth is, Gilroy needs garlic like garlic needs water. It's the town's biggest industry. Profits from the annual garlic festival, over $2 million this year, go towards local community groups and charities. The Gilroy Gators swim team, Boy Scouts, and Hope Rehabilitation, which teaches disabled people to work. But it's more than that.
It's a homecoming time for those who have moved away, and they come back and they see friends that they haven't seen for a while. It's like a family reunion or a high school reunion or something to that effect.
That's Jerry Foisey.
And my alias here at the Garlic Festival is Mr. Garlic.
Mr. Garlic is dressed as a giant garlic bulb. His straw sun hat is covered with garlics and purple flowers. He's the festival's unofficial ambassador, gives directions, poses for photos, and he says garlic is important for Gilroy's continued livelihood.
The importance of it is number one, it's one of the number one products produced and processed in the Gilroy area. The farmers themselves that grow the garlic. And then there's those who process it. You're talking about from the dirt to the cloves that you get in the jar. So it's a very, very big item, and it's a very big industry for us.
The crowning clove in the festival's bulb is the garlic wedding.
It is because of these factors and our desire to recommit to sharing a lifetime of loving garlic together that we wish to renew our vows with loved ones at the 2015 Gilroy Garlic Festival. What better way to honor that than during the same weekend that our marriage began?
Tom and Stacey Davenport won a social media competition to score their wedding redo. It's one of the big draws at the festival. The stands are packed. The bride and groom are Gilroy natives. They went to Gilroy High and they got married on Garlic Festival weekend in 1996.
People ask how we have navigated this journey and we answer, with garlic, of course. G, giving, garlic in our garden. A, acceptance, aromatic garlic aioli. R, relaxed, roasted garlic. L, love, loaves of garlic bread. I, independence, infused garlic ice cream. C, commitment, crushed garlic. It is because of these.
Stacey Davenport, the bride, is wearing a white sundress and she's really sticking to the theme, down to the miniature garlic bulb earrings dangling from her ears.
The bouquet and the headdress are both made out of garlic. There is eucalyptus and rosemary, and it's highlighted with a deep purple flower as well as a deep purple ribbon that matches the Gilroy Garlic Association t-shirts that you'll see.
Gilroy's certainly caught garlic fever. A clove of the stuff is a one-stop shop for fighting off Dracula, unwanted kisses, and the common cold.
If you're one of those people concerned about germs, you could drop one or two in your pants.
No doubt it's good for that too. For Cross Currents, I'm Emma Nobel.
With psyllium germanium, Allison too.
Our winner this week is Kenneth Shagwa. Congratulations! We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt. For the rest of you, you'll have another chance to win next week. Here's your sneak listen.
And what I do want to tell you one more time, that the fireworks and the laser show will start sharp at 8 o'clock.
Think you know what that is and where we recorded it? Give us a call at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. We'll tell you the story behind the sound next Thursday on Cross Currents. To find out more, head to our website, kalw.org, click on Audiograph. Thanks for listening and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.